Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast bonus episode. Thursday bonus, baby. Today, Brad and I recap our weekend in Charlotte for the NBA All-Star Weekend. The celebrity game on Friday that we played in. The dunk contest, the game, the celebs, the drinking, the dancing, the debauchery, the future podcast guest that we booked. It was an insane weekend, something we'll never forget, and Brad and I break it all down for you, so you can get the inside scoop from whatever you've seen on our Instagrams. So enjoy this episode, a special bonus NBA Celebrity All-Star Weekend recap with me and Brad Williams. Follow us at Adam Ray Comedy and at Brad Williams Comic and at ALN Podcast on Instagram. Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter, at Funny Brad on Twitter, at ALN Podcast on Twitter. AboutLastNightPodcast.com for past, present episodes and ALN merch. ShopAdamRay.com for all the Adam Ray merch. BradWilliamsComedy.com for all of Brad's merch. This weekend, starting tonight through Saturday, I'm at the Denver Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado, baby. Downtown Comedy Works. First time headlining the club. If you live in Denver or anywhere around, come out and see me tonight through Saturday. Denver Downtown Comedy Works. Cannot fucking wait. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Brad Williams this weekend is in Fairbanks, Alaska. Tomorrow and Saturday at the Blue Loon in Fairbanks, Alaska. Go see Brad at the Blue Loon tonight and tomorrow. Tickets at BradWilliamsComedy.com. Comment and subscribe on iTunes. Comment on the iTunes page. Give us a 5-star rating. Helps us climb the charts. And tell a friend, tell a family member about the About Last Night podcast. Tell them to subscribe because we got so many great eps coming up. Obviously, the Dane Cook ep just dropped. Coming up, we've got Pete Holmes, the Chainsmokers, Henry Winkler, Craig Ferguson, Adam Devine, Guy Fieri, Dr. Oz, Mike Coulter, who played Luke Cage. And email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com. Your favorite ALN moments, highlights, where you get the pod, how you got into it. And we're going to read some of those emails in upcoming episodes and give you a chance to win some free ALN merch. Now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast, NBA All-Star Weekend Recap with Brad Williams and Adam Ray.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to a dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Today, on the NBA on NBC, Celebrity All-Star Basketball.
Is this Barack Obama?
Celebrity All-Star Basketball.
Your Marv Albert is very Barackish.
It's starting. Point guard, number 7.
Starting.
Brad Williams. And power forward, number 33, Adam. Quick, fat, Ray,
the big man from Seattle.
Are you still riding high, my friend?
Wow, dude. I can't feel the pain that is my torn left calf muscle.
Or your dislocated finger.
My dislocated courtesy of Steve Smith.
Which we'll get to.
Yeah, dude. Look, should I be playing basketball still as a 36-year-old man? Yes. And if you're, you know, have any doubts about that, then go back to the tape and see my spin move, which was my first play and first points of the game.
That, by the way, that spin move should be how you introduce yourself at meetings, at parties, when you pitch a TV show. You'd say, hey, before we get going,
cut to the tape.
Just let me show you this clip of me in the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game.
I love that you said that because Ray Allen, when I get to the sidelines, looks at me and goes, dude, and gives me like the biggest high five. He goes, that spin move was legit. And he goes, no, bro. I go, yeah. I go, dude, I didn't even know it was going to happen. I go, I just saw the lane. And as soon as I spun, I was like, I got hit too. He goes, I know. He goes, you got fouled. He goes, that was an and-one spin move. And you somehow muscled it up there.
Yeah.
He goes, dude, he goes, I don't care what happens later in your life. You had your kid's wedding, bar mitzvah. Done. He goes, basically, you cut them off mid-speech and just go, yeah, 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 congrats. Let's go to the tape one more time. Ray Allen was telling me that.
When you have a kid and your kid for the first time, you know, is like 12, 13, 14 years old, and you got to like lay down some rules, and they go, you're not cool, Dad. You just have that.
Oh, yeah.
On loop, ready to go, set it up to the Apple TV, or by that time, probably just download it to the kid's fucking brain.
Yeah.
And
send it to the chip in their head.
Yeah, play that spin move for him.
Yeah,
because that was incredible.
It was incredible, but what's really incredible is that you got to start off the entire game. Well, before we talk about the tip-off,
yeah,
let's talk about the intros.
Yeah, well, and
let's talk about the day.
And how because I've been asked this question a few times. From the moment that it was announced that you and I were going to be playing in the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game presented by Ruffles.
yeah, which we are open for sponsorship.
Absolutely. Ruffles have ridges, and the buffalo flavored ones, delicious.
Yeah.
So the immediate thing I was asked by a lot of people on Twitter, fans and friends alike, was, how the fuck did this happen?
Yeah, who are you?
I get it. Yeah. Dr. Oz and Steve Smith. I understand.
J.B. Smooth.
J.B. Smooth. Hasan Minhaj.
Jay Williams.
Quavo.
Yeah.
Is it Quavo or Quavo? I still don't know.
I think it's Quavo.
Okay. Quavo. Norm, you're our hip-hop aficionado.
It's Quavo,
okay,
yeah.
And that's because half black. Okay. yes, Quavo. Yeah, we know who these guys are.
And look, it's
and apparently Bad Bunny, who I had no idea who he was, massive star. Yeah.
I like it like that. I like it like that.
Wait, he's not that old.
He's a part of that song.
What?
Yeah.
He must have redid it or something.
Yeah, maybe he did.
Yeah. Cause, but yeah.
Ronnie, like, 2K.
Yeah, and just like there's so many people that have a lot of stuff going on.
And look,
not saying we don't have stuff going on.
It's not like we haven't done shit.
We've done stuff. You know, we've both been on various projects on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, comedy specials, major blockbuster movies, voices of commercials. I mean, we've done some shit.
Yeah. It's just how it is, though. Everyone watches that game and is jealous, like I have been every time I've watched it.
Sure.
And I take out my jealousy by being like, finding the one person I've never heard of, whether they're like an MTV VJ or something.
Right.
And being like, how the fuck did this guy get in the game? He's not even contributing.
Yeah. Well,
and so you and I were like, all right, if we're going to get this call, and we did, we need to immerse ourselves in the NBA weekend fully. And we came ready to play.
And then back to how we got it. Like, just a quick summary of how this happened.
So
you went to the NBA Awards.
Right.
With
Adam Devine was presenting. And we had a blast. And it was just, you know, meeting Chuck and Shaq and Glenn Rice, who I ended up getting his number and was texting with, and who we saw three or four times,
who recognized you, and like now, like I'm pretty sure you and Glenn Rice are gonna go tanning next week.
Yeah,
maybe not tanning.
Yeah,
but, that was just a joke. Or whatever.
He was so dope, and so there was an after party at the NBA Awards, and Adam Silver was there, and I had a couple tequilas, and I was in a group, and everyone was like, dude, you should go talk to him. And he looked like he was talking to big money dudes. And I was like, that's my biggest pet peeve, is just like coming up unannounced and busting in.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for a break in the action. And one of the dudes in the circle goes, fuck it, I'm going to go in there and grease the wheels for you. So he goes up and starts chumming up Adam Silver.
Nice.
Looks over and points to me. And so now I have no option. It's either, do you stand and wave from afar like a nervous girl at an ice cream social, or do you walk right up? So I walked right up.
Exactly.
We started chumming it up for about 30, 35 minutes about comedy and sports. Get his email. He's like, you know, I want to go to your shows in New York and vice versa. Come to Summer League. So I hit you up. I was like, yo, we got to go to Summer League. Adam Silver says he's going to take care of us.
And when Adam Silver says that, you say, okay.
Yeah, you go see what that's about.
And for those of you who are fans of the NBA and have always thought about going to Summer League, make the damn pilgrimage, because I'll say this right now. Everyone's there. All the players, all the stars, all the coaches, and no fans are there.
Yeah.
It's madness. They're playing in the UNLV arena.
Yeah.
And there's nobody there. Like, you and I were feet away from Steve Ballmer.
Jerry West and Chris Paul are just mixing it up.
Yeah. And we're just standing there like, oh my God, like, shouldn't we be tackled right now by someone in a yellow jacket?
Yeah.
Like, it's not happening. It's awesome.
And then they put us in that owner suite, and we were standing next to all those guys.
Yeah.
And then Silver comes over, and he's like, yo, what's going on? Glad you guys made it. Chumming it up again. And then at one point, we're just talking all sorts of stuff about basketball and this and that, and who are the owners that are that right. you love, who are the ones that come in and you get a little ruffled around the edges.
The fun part was, I said, now what owner, when you see their name pop up on the caller ID, are you like, motherfucker? And without hesitation, he goes, Mark Cuban.
He's like, I love him, but the guy's feisty. And so we're chatting, and Brad just goes, Adam, you got to promise me one thing. Don't let Peter Dinklage play in the Celebrity All-Star Game before me. And he laughs, and then he goes, and I'm thinking, great, get out on a laugh. Joke. That was it.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, no problem, you're in. And then we just kind of both pause, and I was like, and then I go, excuse me, Adam, but Brad is a prop. I actually play.
Package deal.
We are a package deal.
Yeah.
And then he goes, all right, you're both in.
Yeah, which is just insane, because I know when he said that, I was kind of just like, oh, that's funny. He says we're in, but he's going to do that Hollywood thing where he just like gives us lip service, and then like we never hear from him again. And then he turned to his guy, his main dude, and says, "Yeah, make sure they play in the Celebrity Game." And we're like, "Oh, right. He's the commissioner of the fucking
NBA." Yeah, we asked him. We were like, "So is this real?" And he was like, "Well, he gets to decide."
Yeah. And then all of a sudden we're like, "Oh, holy crap. I think this is actually going to happen." Cut to, I don't know, 3 months later. 4 months later, after you've been exchanging emails, just kind of checking in every now and then.
I was like, yo, we're keeping this weekend open just in case. Yep. What's going on? And they were like, we had to talk about today. Your lookout for an email or call in the next... Yeah, you can close it. Yeah, thanks, bud. In the next few days. And then we got it, and then it was a call, and then it was just on. It was like, we need uniform sizes. Here's what's going on. Here's a schedule of the weekend. You get to go to the dunk contest, the game, the Legends breakfast. We want you guys to do media stuff.
Yeah.
And then it was just like an overwhelming... sensation of kid in a candy store, like, I can't believe this is happening. And it didn't totally hit me.
No.
We got excited, and then we got to post the rosters, and ESPN was sharing them, and our names were on there, and everyone was freaking out.
Yeah, and I was getting death threats on Twitter. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I've seen so many rappers that were like, year after year, I'm left out of this game. Like, then it started hitting me like, oh, this is a really cool thing that we get to be a part of this.
Right.
And on top of just the fact that we're excited about it. Mm-hmm. And then when we got there and we got on the bus, first of all, just meeting everybody, and there was a practice, which was cool, and they had some NBA trainer take us through, like, to get some extra content, so they had us all do all these drills.
And you got to see, because, like, I was on, my flight out there was with, like, Amanda Seals,
right,
who was on our team, and I know who she is, but I'm not really talking to her, even though I know we're teammates. But at that practice, then she's like, oh, okay, you're legit, like, and then... It's amazing what that does once you say, like, oh, I'm in the Celebrity All-Star Game.
Yep.
Like, then everyone goes, oh, okay, so you're the shit. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, we said that to Shaq, and I was like... And
that
he was like,
ridiculous!
And he was like, oh, yeah, I watched you guys. You know, Spin Move Ray, big man. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Shaq just called you Spin Move Ray.
And you big man.
And me big man. So it's like, all right, I guess I get that tattooed on my chest now.
Yeah.
Just big man right there, like... I mean, that's right up there with Robin Williams saying I'm Prozac with a head.
It is.
Is Shaq being like, what's up, big man? Yeah, like, that's, come on.
The practice was awesome because it was starting to get like, we were in the arena where the All-Star game was, and it was the Hornets practice facility.
Yep.
And, again, to give you some backstory on my calf injury, I did a Body by Simone class because I was convinced by a friend that this was something that I needed to boost my cardio, and it'd be something fun and different. And, you know, as a comic, I'm like, I'll get some material out of this.
Yeah.
Little do I know, it's a lot of aggressive, angry dancing to female angsty tunes and a lot of just Taylor Swift and one song called, like, I'm sweet, but I'm psycho. And the trainer's like pointing to herself in the mirror, like singing all the lyrics and a lot of bouncing.
Yeah.
And my calves were not ready for the amount of bouncing that I endured. Mm-hmm. I didn't stretch enough. Next thing you know, one of them gets real tight, and I'm like, fuck, but I didn't want to sit out. I'm the only dude in this Body by Simone dance cardio class. Yeah. I'm not sitting out. So I continue to bounce, and it's pretty painful. Cut to 3 days later, we're at practice, and I'm running around, and I'm chasing down a ball, and literally I just feel my whole calf just tighten like a fucking fist, and I hear a tiny little pop, and I was like, oh, fuck. And now I can't walk.
Yeah.
And now depression settles in, because I'm like, this
I'm
thing that
so
I've
close.
been... getting excited towards One Body by Simone class
and a late night LA
fitness shoot around at 11:30 for a half hour.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to be able to play. This is so fucking depressing.
Yeah.
Next day I go, I hit up my buddy who's a Clippers doctor. He's like, do this, do that, get a compression thing. If you want to play through the pain like players do, they get a Toradol shot. I got that.
Yeah.
And wrapped it up, and I think adrenaline carried me through. And we got there. Here's what happens: you get into the locker room. Explain that moment for a second.
Oh my god! Everyone's just in the locker room. Everyone's getting ready. You walk into the locker room. They have your locker set up like you're starting in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Like we took photos of it. We took videos of it. And you have multiple jerseys. You have a brand new pair of shoes, which I didn't know if we were using like their shoes, our shoes. I didn't know what was happening, so I brought shoes.
Yep,
I brought like, and then they have all that like that Nike, like it's not Under Armour. What do they call it? Like body armor or something like the Nike under your jersey clothes,
right?
And like they have all that. They have sweatbands if you want a compression sleeve.
Yeah,
they've got that. They've got two trainers in the back.
Yeah.
That are stretching.
Oh, we
guys
all got
out.
Stretched out. These are the Hornets trainers. They had a whole buffet of Gatorade bars and
treats. You're like, have this bar before you go out there. Have this thing at halftime. You're like, we're playing a celebrity game, dude. Yeah. Like it's not like it's
they're
great.
Treating us like real players.
Yeah,
and it was cool to see everyone walk. Like it was just us and Hassan and like Mike Coulter, Luke Cage in there, and then Dr. Oz came in.
Yeah,
and then Mark Lazary, the Bucks owner.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're sitting next to Bad Bunny and Ronnie 2K and Steve Smith comes in and we're talking shit to him about the double defense. He's not going to, that we thought we were going to try to pull off, which was Brad on my shoulders. But here's the thing that we didn't realize. We bought this thing called a piggyback that was like Brad to stand on a bar that I'm strapped in. He stands on a bar on my back.
Yeah. And then it's so if you want to take your toddler hiking.
Yes. Or have a double defense with a dwarf in an NBA
they
celebrity.
They really should
market them for that.
Market like, yes, you want to take your toddler hiking, or if you have a smaller than average friend and you guys want to have some fun.
Yeah.
They should. That's how they should market it. They would definitely sell more.
The NBA didn't go for it. And at first I was like, oh man, like this is such a fun opportunity to have something really entertaining happen during the game. Mm-hmm. And then we get going to the game and it's like, oh, the pace is way faster than I thought.
Yeah.
It's a real game. People are there to watch that. There's no real moment for it. Even you to get on my shoulders, which you almost did.
Right.
No one was going to get in on the bit with us. People would have just driven by us and maybe I would have turned too much. Maybe you fought like,
yeah,
it, there was no, and we did the through the legs play, which I thought was enough. We could have probably done one more of those, but
yeah,
the fact that we got to try to do one of those, because again, things are moving so quick.
Yeah. I mean, I came into this game thinking, okay, I haven't played basketball since like third grade YMCA.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be the guy that's like lighting it up for 20 points.
Right.
So in my head, I'm like, all right, just be funny. Like be entertaining, be funny. So the opening tip, I tell our coach Sue Bird,
which is
just crazy saying that. Tell our coach like, hey, have me start. And then I got a bit plan. So for those of you who didn't see it, the two WNBA centers, that were playing, were
Jai Wilson, I think, and Stephanie Dolson.
Yes, both like 6'8".
Yeah.
They line up. I go up, tap. Stephanie, and be like, hey, I got this. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Stephanie goes out. You hear the commentators like, what's Brad Williams doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I line up when the ref lowers the ball, I just grab it and take off.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, wait, what's happening? And I got a clear sight. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get a layup. I'm going to actually get points. And I didn't think I was going to get points. And then I dribble up and I go for the layup. And then my body goes, what the fuck? You're a midget. You shouldn't be playing basketball. And you got to overcompensate. And then I practically throw the ball almost over the backboard. but it was really exciting at first. But then once that play happens, it's on. Like, it is a game.
Well, the that opening tip-off, I wonder if I can find it. Norm, can you find it somewhere and send me a link to that tip-off? I want to play the audio from that. But the getting to the game, too, was so, I mean, look, Brad and I looked at each other at one point on the bus, and we were like, now it's real, because we were all on the bus together, everyone's going over, we get on, JB Smooth immediately starts talking shit.
Get those high fives in. You're going down,
man.
We got media now. You're going down, baby.
Don't push my teammate, man.
That's a hate crime.
and then we got in the locker room, and it was just like, oh, what's this?
ESPN Deportes. Yeah. And Brad Williams.
Yeah, and then that's from a video that some guy made afterward of me stealing the tip. But then he photoshopped it, so instead of shooting, I jump NBA Jam style over the rim, and you see me slam against the backboard, and he added a little thud sound effect. Yeah. And that now has over 625,000 views.
Fucking just unbelievable.
Just watching a dwarf get slammed into a backboard. So, the whole thing was just madness.
And even when we went out there for warm-ups, that was insane. Because then it was like, we're shooting around, we're on the court. I mean, it's just like, there's lights, there's media. Stephen A. Smith was right there.
Yeah.
And we started shooting around, and then it started to, and you know, and I was, again, riding through the adrenaline and the steroid shot. I had no pain.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be great. We're going to get a couple trick plays in. And then you also, like, want to win. Once you get out there, you start feeling the competitiveness of it.
Yeah.
And then the intro start. Oh, and that shit was unbelievable, because
so they're doing the intros,
yeah,
and everyone gets a little bio. They got the lights. You're running down a line, high five.
It's like
kids.
Fans and mascots.
Yeah, and I didn't really have it. I didn't really have too much anything planned.
I didn't think of it at all.
And then all of a sudden, Amanda Seales gets announced. Yeah. She's right before me, and it's like HBO comedy special. Yeah. I be knowing Amanda Seales, and she turns around and does a fucking backflip.
Yeah, like four of them.
Yeah, like two or three backs, handsprings.
And we're all sitting there like, holy shit. Like, you were right after her, right?
Yeah, and I'm right after her. I'm like, I can't, I gotta follow that. I gotta do something.
Well, you and I shared a look of like, holy shit. And then it was like,
at the same time.
Yeah, it kind of opened up in our minds of like, oh yeah, this is also another opportunity to be entertaining.
Right.
So literally just looked at you, and I was about to, it was on the tip of my tongue, and before I could say it, you just looked at me and pointed and goes, worm. And I was like, fuck yes. And then I start laughing, and I go, holy shit. And I go, he's going to do the worm. And Ray Allen, who's right next to me, who went after me, goes, he's going to do the worm? I go, oh yeah. And he goes, oh shit. And then I go, don't not watch this. Yeah. And then it happens. And I'll never forget, Ray Allen just goes, holy shit, with a big ass smile on his face.
Because I did the worm, I stopped, paused, stopped in a little handstand,
yeah,
and then came down and just yelled out, let's go. And it was like,
but the way the camera was, like, you were warming towards the camera at a very low angle.
So money. Game starts, and I don't know about you, but for me, when the game starts, I'm like, all right, here we go. Steal the tip, do the shot, get back on defense. And then, like, after like a minute in, my body goes, hey, you're 35.
Yeah.
You can't do this shit.
Yeah, I know. But you got enough great. You know, the amount of photos that were taken, like,
oh my
you
God.
Trying to guard Jay Williams, and you put your caption on Instagram was like, this is what you call shutdown defense.
Yeah.
And it's literally you reaching up like you're trying to block him, and he's just straight up.
Yeah, I'm a good 2 feet below him. But then there's 2 feet.
There's a great one of you and Ray Allen exchanging high fives, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what? The pace really surprised me. I remember when you came out of the game, I was like, how was it? You go, I'm tired.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, wow. Because it looks like, you know, everyone's going. I mean, again, like, everyone wanted to win and get their points. And
now, granted, I'm tired because it takes Ray Allen 10 steps to get down the court. It takes me 547.
Yeah.
So that's one reason why I'm tired. one of my favorite moments was, first of all, we were getting blowed the fuck out.
Yeah.
At first. We were getting blowed the fuck
out. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, and
well, because they had Jay Williams was going crazy, and then Famous Los, who won the All-Star Game MVP,
draining fours.
Yeah,
there's a clip I put on my Instagram of him crossing me up so bad that like he's running, he stops, I keep running, I probably pass him up by like 10 feet, and then like I'm slowly walking back, like, all right, you got me, and then he drains a four right in my face.
There definitely was this point where I was like, oh, if you don't shoot when you get it, you're not going to get your points. Because I'm going in as a basketball player trying to, you know, do the little things and just have fun. But then I'm like, well, I definitely want to get a bucket. Like AJ Buckland and I were talking, we're like, we got to get a bucket. Like, you know when it's going to happen. And I remember the first time I got the ball, I made a pass to James Shaw under the hoop. And and I was like, all right, cool. Like that was like my first taste of like game action. And then I was like, all right, now I'm comfy. And then I think the first shot I had was running down court, and AJ threw me a long outlet pass.
Yeah.
And I caught it right in the middle, like at the top of the key.
Mm-hmm.
And there was all this space in front of me. And I was like, again, it was like instinctual. It was like, all right, in my head, I was like, I'm going to drive to the middle. They'll collapse on me. And then I saw James on my left, and I was like, and I'll turn around real quick, and I'll kick it out to him. He'll be wide open for three.
Yeah.
And then I just started driving towards the hoop because I was like, there's a big open lane. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I feel myself, I'm like, well, I'm not stopping. Like, I got enough momentum going.
The A-train is coming through. Yeah, dude.
And then I was like, and then I saw this, like, a little bit of space on the left of JB. And I was like, I can just power into him and try to get a foul. Yeah. And then I just was like, fuck, man. I used to always do this fucking spin move thing. So I did it. Next thing you know, I'm spinning away from JB. I get fouled. And then I'm just trying to muscle it up there. And by the way, when I spun away from him, I didn't know how agile JB was going to be. If he jumped up and blocked me and then just knocks me to the ground, my first shot. And then maybe my calf pops out and that's the end of my game time.
And then you're back to playing Tiddlywinks.
But that's not what happened. No, I got it in, and then literally maybe 30 seconds after, two more buckets, giving me 6 points in a minute, which then I was like, all right, I'm good on the game. Let me take a charge on a WNBA player, get a loose ball outlet to Ray Allen, and win a tip against Luke Cage, and then foul Steve, and then get my pinky dislocated by Steve Smith, because I tried to get an outlet pass on the side, because I would sprint down court, and then this is what I used to do in high school, get on court quick. Somebody good give me a quick outlet, and I get a transition three. So I was trying to get a couple four-pointers just to add to it, which, by the way, I had 1-3 courtesy of the assist to Brad Williams.
Yes.
He did get in the stat sheet.
I had two assists in that game.
Awesome.
One to you, one to Ray fucking Allen.
Oh, my God.
So my two assists were to Ray.
Ray did have one big pat. The one that he threw coast to coast to me was from him, which I haven't seen the replay of the game, but I'm hoping that he goes from Ray to Ray.
I hope so.
But either way, super dope to get that moment. And what's crazy is that, you know, like that guy making the bounce video of your missed layup.
Yes.
People were going on making memes, making videos. And there was one video that got sent to me of some random dude who was watching the game and did commentator over my three buckets in a minute. And it's maybe the greatest thing ever. And if you haven't heard it, it's on my Instagram, but I'm going to play it for you right now because it's just insane. This guy's discovering who I am and discovering that I can play basketball at the same time.
Watching my favorite part of All-Star Weekend, that's the Celebrity All-Star Game, man. And who is this guy here taking over my dog, Ray, with the spin move? Oh, I'm the basket on JB's move.
Laugh.
Ray! Adam Ray from Seattle. Off the rebound, there's the pass. Next possession is Ray with the score. Adam Ray. Here we go, third possession in a row. Mirage for the three. Minaj misses. Rebound by Ray. Put back by Ray. And Ray, once again, the big fella out of Seattle. Number 33, Ray with the score. He has 6 points in the last minute, Bob.
Who's Bob?
Just got done by Adam Ray, man. Come on, JB.
Who's Bob? Is he doing commentary with his friend?
Dude, I can't even tell you how much. Who was there with him? It didn't sound like anyone responded to him.
Yeah.
Just this first one more time.
All-Star Weekend, that's the celebrity.
That's how excited he gets.
And who is this guy here taking over my dog, Ray, with the spin move? And the basket on JB's move.
With the spin move, and the basket on JB's move.
How much would you pay this man to commentate your life?
That's all I want, dude.
Yeah,
that's all I want.
I
Ray waking up, brushing his teeth before the day starts, putting his shoes on both feet at a time.
I want to hear that guy commentate you having sex.
Yeah.
Ray gets behind her and he spits on the thumb. Adam Ray with the dirty Sanchez.
The big fella from Seattle.
That would be shit.
Oh, dude. Had I known that commentary was happening when I did that spin move, I would have done four more spin moves.
Oh, absolutely.
There was one point.
You would have done a plie.
And look,
I don't even know what that is.
And look, I did want my patented fadeaway to make an appearance. Mm-hmm. And had I not gotten the ball deflected from Steve Smith and my pinky dislocated, I was going to back him down and try to fadeaway. But maybe it's for the best because I remember when it's at the sideline, he ended up getting the steal and coast to coast layup. And then we go to the timeout and I go, fuck, my pinky got knocked out. I go, I didn't even see Steve Smith coming. And Brad, what did you say? You go,
Because he's got he's one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. He's got closing speed like none other. You're like, oh, right.
Yeah.
He's an elite athlete.
I literally was like at one side of the court and I started to jog. Yeah. And then as I saw the guy dribbling up, I think it was Bad Bunny, I immediately ran to the other side and I was like, oh, cool. Like I got away from him.
Wide
I'm
open,
just going to get this ball and literally, I mean, and just pop my pop my pinky.
Yeah. Steve Smith got the best of both of us because he dislocated your pinky. There was one time. First of all, every time I guarded Steve Smith, who can legit play ball.
Oh, yeah. He's an athlete.
Every time I guarded him, he got mad because he's like, motherfucker. Because, like, he didn't want to burn me. Like, he, like, not that he can't, but, like, he obviously can. But he didn't want to be on TV, like, crossing up a dwarf, which means he has a heart. That's good. So one time, Famous Lois has the ball, and I'm, like, bodying Steve Smith. I'm like, he's not going to get the ball. I'm, like, staying on him. I'm holding him. I'm definitely fouling him. And Steve gets frustrated and flat out just grabs my arms, picks me up, and moves me over to the side of the court, and then is wide open. And I'm like, you know what? I don't like being picked up, but all right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing.
Then there was the other time where he came down the court.
Ran over you.
Yeah, just ran over me.
You tried to take a charge.
I tried.
And you looked like a baby dolphin who just fell onto the beach out of water. You were flailing your arms as you went down trying to add to the sell of the charge.
Oh, sure. I tried to sell it. Ref is like, nah.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
We went back down court. I was like, nice charge, Steve. He's like, that's not what that was.
Yeah. Which, by the way, apparently, and you found this out talking to Steve Smith, once that switch gets flipped, he's a competitor again.
Yeah, dude.
He's
out there. When I, look at that. I think he stole the ball twice from me, and then my three was in his face, which I love.
Yeah.
And that was, again, the assist from Brad Williams. That's but, and even at the end of the game, I checked back in when we were down by, I think, we were up down by two.
Yeah.
And it was down by two.
Yeah.
Or was it four?
Two or four. It was close.
And I think it was two. And they had the ball with 7 seconds left. And I knew Steve Smith. He was like right on me. And I was like, all right, I'm guarding him. There's no way he's breaking away from me.
Yeah.
And I'm staying with him or I'm going to steal the ball.
Right.
Once I recognize that that's not happening, I go, well, then what do? 7 seconds, I got a foul because I can't let him get by me. Let somebody jack up a 4-pointer,
right?
Or them just dribble it out,
dribble out the clock. You know, we have to foul.
We're gonna a foul is happening right away or at 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So as soon as it gets, and I fouled him hard, like a classic hard foul. Because
you have to,
yeah.
Because he's not even muscles. He's one bicep.
Yes.
he's just a 5'8" bicep.
Yeah. And so I get him, and you can even see like he turns back at me, and I kind of held on to him after that kind of to let it, you know, like it's a friendly foul, but it was hard.
Yeah.
But he looked at me with a very like the same face that. It was awesome because I'm like, oh, this motherfucker just looked at me like we were playing in an NFL game, and I was like too physical with him. Like he looked like so angry. Like
you were the corner that was like hitting him a little too hard off the line.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I go, yo, man, I had to. And he was like, God damn, man, take it fucking easy. Like, he was telling me to chill.
It's like you separated my finger.
Yeah, I almost said that.
Dick. It was. And one other thing from the game, then we'll go the last 10 minutes on a couple other things. Was Hasan Minhaj, friend of the podcast, former guest of the podcast. We did
have NBA baller.
We did have an epic comeback. Epic.
We did, and Hasan hit a 4-pointer to start the comeback train.
Yep. And then
look, at that point we were like, Hasan, way to fucking start it.
Way to go.
But now,
great job.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Because Ray Allen's on the court and you shot it 3 times. Instead of passing it to Ray Allen. And the whole bench is screaming,
Ray Allen's open! And it's not like, okay, yes, we need the points. And it's not like Ray Allen is like Vlade Divac on the wing.
It's not like
Ray
give Allen, it to the NBA player. Yeah. It's give it to the all-time three-point leader
statistically
in NBA history.
The greatest three-point shooter in NBA history. If you're going to have anyone shoot a three-pointer for your life, you would pick Ray Allen. He's sitting there wide open on the wing and... And Hasan's like, I got this.
Oh, he took a coast-to-coast layup and got fouled. And he almost made it, which would have been great.
Yeah.
But then he slept the floor and was so pumped.
Yeah.
And we were all like, I mean, great take to the hole. Again, Ray Allen is open right behind you.
God damn it.
Yeah, pull it out. But, dude, I'm telling you, when Ray got fouled and he missed that second free throw, and I think it was 0.9 seconds left, I was like, dude.
Catch and shoot.
If he gets us off the rim, I was also if there was 2 seconds left, I definitely was hoping for a Robert Horry. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm standing at the top of the key being like, dude, if this ball comes back and I let it go, like, you know, you can't help but fantasize to get the game winner. But But yeah, that was crazy. But and they said it was the most points scored in celebrity All-Star game history.
That's right. So we are part of that. We are part of history. And our weekend, if it would have ended that night, we would have been like, great. Because we got back to the locker room. There was more swag for us than we could ever imagine. Shoes, clothes, just Beats headphones. Just insane.
The Oculus. Have you tried the Oculus? I tried it last night. It's insane.
I haven't tried it yet. Is it crazy?
And the amount of contacts we picked up too. The amount of podcast guests that are, you know, Dr. Oz, JB Smoove, Famous Lowe's,
AJ Buckley,
Luke, Mike Coulter, and one in particular who met us in the lobby of our hotel after the game and complimented us on our playing, the king of Flavortown.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, took shots with him.
Yeah, took shots with Guy Fieri.
Yeah, and
why not?
And said he's going to do the pod. We just got to...
I mean,
find a time.
My other Guy Fieri story is, and we'll get to this, because in addition to the celebrity game and all the swag and the amazing experience that we could, is just a bucket list.
And a live podcast. We did that in between.
Which we do have to apologize to our guest, AJ Buckley, and to the people there, but there was an audio issue. We do not have the audio from that podcast. We tried to salvage it. It's not going
to
happen.
Wasn't meant to be.
And we are sorry. But for the people that were there live, amazing. Thank you so much for coming out.
And you're not missing much because we recap the game like we're doing now. And then AJ is going to come back on for a full episode in studio.
Absolutely. But then we also got to go to the slam dunk competition, the skills competition, 3-point. And
the game.
And the game. And you and I are considered, I would say we're at least like D-list celebrities.
Sure.
Maybe E-list.
Sure.
Sometimes C.
Yeah.
But the ones that probably got the most love from the skills competition were your friends.
Yeah, Anthony, Ariema, and Colin Sullivan.
Yes.
Two of my best buds from Seattle who made the trip and joined us on all the festivities.
Yep.
And wore Sonics gear head to toe.
Yep.
And look, they put us in dope-ass seats.
Shout out to the NBA.
Famous Los, Quavo, Hassan were all courtside, which looked dope.
Yep.
We were one row behind the bench for the slam dunk competition and the All-Star game.
Right.
Which were one
row ahead of Dabo Swinney, coach of the national champion Clemson Tigers.
Yeah.
He was sitting behind us.
And who's the CNN guy?
Not Wolf Blitzer. He was there. But
although we did see Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah. You got a great photo with him. One of the CNN reporters who does the election night coverage.
Jim Acosta?
He's three rows behind us.
Yeah.
So we're like, what the
fuck? We're sitting there with Stephanie Dolson in these dope-ass seats and James Shaw, and we're just like, wow, what do we do to deserve this? Little do we know our positioning was right behind the camera for the dunk contest.
Yep.
So we're on, you know, it's every moment is dance cam.
And so we're dancing, we're going nuts, and your friends, God bless them, head to toe in Sonics gear, start every time. What's the player from
Diallo?
Oklahoma
City.
OKC Thunder.
Isn't it Norm? Something Diallo.
Ended up winning the contest, but every time they show him,
there's two asshole Sonic fans, Colin and Anthony, right behind him on full plane view, booing, thumbs down into the camera.
Yeah,
they were retreated and blowing up the internet because people were just like, "I love these two Sonics fans, conveniently placed."
Yeah,
behind the OKC dunker.
Oh my god,
talking shit.
It was so amazing. My favorite was now, and I never respond to Twitter haters. I never respond to Twitter trolls, but I just searched Sonics just to see if I could see some tweets.
Yeah.
So many tweets. My favorites were the guys who were hating on going, yeah, sure, they're back there, but just think about those guys spent all that money just to be back there. What assholes. And I wanted to respond to him being like, actually, got the tickets for free. You piece of shit. They're back there for free.
Suck it.
Because there was some OKC Thunder fans that were like, your team was 10 years ago. Get over it. And I'll be like, yeah, do you tell Bruce Wayne to just get over the fact that his parents were murdered in front of him? No, shut the fuck up. Your team's gone.
Yeah.
But it has a chance of coming back. That's going to stay with you for a while.
Yeah.
But just watching the 3-point, the dunk contest, being that close, taking videos.
And so many people coming by because we were, you know, front court and center, like Blake, yeah. when Blake walked, because we saw Blake at Media Day the day before.
Yeah.
And we were like, Blake, and he was like, what's up? And we talked to him for a little bit, and GP walked by and said, what up?
Yeah, because Blake has seen us both before. He's met us both before. You met Gary Payton, one of your heroes, while you were wearing a shirt that had a picture of Gary Payton on it.
Yeah, that's the best way to meet somebody. Wear their face on your chest. It was a Sonics Legend, this like random rare sweatshirt that I found online that has all these cartoon bubble faces of these Sonic Legends. And he's looking through, finding everybody. He's like, this is incredible. He's like, I got to get one of these. He's like, I'll get you one. I was like, do our podcast. I'll bring you one. He's like, done. There's my publicist right there. Let's fucking make it happen.
So hopefully we get the glove on here.
That'd be amazing. Met Dirk, which was cool.
Dirk was solid.
Matumbo, David Robinson.
I think my favorite, not player, but, well, I got to meet Muggsy Bogues.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
Muggsy Bogues, who, for those of you who don't know, 5'3", shortest player in NBA history.
Your hero.
Yeah, like him, believe it or not, up with John Elway, because this guy taught me like, oh, you could be short in a Giants world and fucking dominate. Or
it's a big deal.
And so I love meeting Muggsy. Love posting the photo with Muggsy. He couldn't be nicer. He's following me on Twitter now, which is fucking insane.
That's amazing. By the way, that was a great moment, because literally you turn over and there were so many moments where you and I were just like kids in candy stores where we'd hit each other and be like, yeah, look at this, look at this, look at this. Like, we can't believe we're here. And Muggsy was walking by, and we both were like, oh, we'll meet all these guys at the Legends breakfast. It'll just be chaos. We'll walk around. We did meet and get a pic with Magic Johnson, which was dope.
Yep.
But all that was pretty, it was so big, and there were so many people that it wasn't as intimate as we anticipated.
Yeah.
So thank God when Muggsy was literally at the end of the aisle, and he was walking up, and I was just like, dude, go. And you chased him down, and like you got that moment, and like that's so cool. Because he was at the Legends breakfast, but in and out, I think.
Yeah, and then we got to go onto the court after both the skills competition and the All-Star game. After the skills competition, that's when we ran into Dikembe. That's when we ran to Karl Anthony Towns. That's when
you got a picture with Barkley.
Shaq. And the only reason why I got the picture with Barkley was packed. He was surrounded by fans. And then Guy Fieri walks up, or Guy Fieri makes another appearance.
Yeah.
And he starts talking to Chuck, and they're talking, and the security handlers are about to take Chuck away. And I'm like, oh, damn, I'm not going to get the picture with Chuck. And then I just stop. I go, well, look who it is. And then and then they both look at me and go, it's the round mound of Flavortown. And then Chuck just stops and goes, oh, man, you crazy, man. That's funny. Oh, hey, man, you're the guy from the game. Yeah, that's me. Do you want to get a photo? Yeah. And then I got a photo with Charles Barkley.
You're the guy from the game. See, that's what's cool is there's so many people. Like, I wonder if Barack Obama saw us play, you know?
I saw the dwarf. missed that layup. Spin move Ray, though. Spin move Ray. I would implement the spin move into my policy.
Yeah.
It was just... just unbelievable, and right up there with like I've gotten to do some pretty cool sports trips in my life. Yeah. We've gotten to do some shit. I mean, you got to see your team win the Super Bowl in person,
and that was another weekend where we did like comedy shows and we hung out
the whole thing.
But that was one game thing. Like this was a true weekend, like an event of weekends.
Every day was something new, meeting someone new, talking to someone new. And the fact that we were there, like you say, as participants in the celebrity game.
Yeah, that was insane.
Gave us some cred to where we could walk up and say, hey, we were in the celebrity game. And then they would, you know, that stands out a little more than your average person.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody at the NBA that took care of us and was so attentive.
So
and,
nice.
And Melissa and Amanda Dustin and AJ. And of course... Jared and Adam Silver. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I mean, I've never, like, other than Jesus Christ, I've never been so appreciative of a Jew than Adam Silver. Like,
yeah, he really stepped up and was cool. And we saw him right before the game, and he was just so fired up that we were there.
And it was cool seeing that he was happy for us.
Yeah.
He saw how happy we were. Yeah. He's like, I'm so glad that you guys are here and enjoying it. And I think they all got a kick out of the fact that we were so excited.
Yeah. By the way, that was right before we talked to D Wade, who then I went up to him after my spin move and go, "You taught me that spin move." and then he was, I think, said something to you about your tip and layout, and then and then we were like, "What's the farewell season like? You get choked up at arenas?" And he was like, "Oh, you know, some more than others. The one with Dirk was crazy, and he started the whole jersey swap.
Yeah.
He said only soccer players and football players do it. He's the first NBA guy to start doing
that. And now more guys are doing it, because why the fuck not?
And then we were like, do baseball guys do it? They should start trading cups. And he started laughing. I was like, I'm going to get out on that, D-Wade.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we got to meet D-Wade, and it was just the amount of people that we got to meet, have an experience with, just unbelievable. Yeah. I don't see how the weekend.
Summer camp.
Yeah, it was.
I don't see how anything gets better. I don't see how my wedding, child's birth, or anything will top that. I'm sorry to my future wife and future kids, but you have a big shoes to fill.
Right.
And speaking of shoes, they gave us lots of shoes.
Lots
so
of shoes.
If you can buy me cooler wearing. Shoes, that's a quick way to.
We're both wearing the shoes that we got, two different pairs. I am particularly excited about my pair of Nikes. A, they're not out yet. Suck it. And B, they give me about 1.5, 2 inches of height. So if you don't think I'm not going to Six Flags and I'm going to ride every fucking coaster that I've never ridden before, you are nuts, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. Oh, yeah. Viper, I'm coming for you. The stand-up Riddler coaster, I'm doing it. All of them. So excited. But yeah, and you're wearing a pair of Timberlands.
NBA Timberlands. Yeah.
Every NBA team's logo on them.
Dude, just these faded-ass logos that look so... I mean, I posted a picture on my Instagram story, but I might just post another one just because they're my favorite shoes of all time.
Yeah.
I thought my Patrick Ewing, I think they were Keds or maybe Reeboks. I think, no, what were they? Norm, can you look up what the first Ewing shoe was? I had them in the fifth grade. They just said Ewing on the back.
Were they Nick Ewing or Sonic Ewing?
How dare you? How dare you? We don't speak of the Sonic Ewing.
Which, by the way, is definitely Patrick Ewing's favorite sex move.
The Sonic
Ewing. Time for the Sonic Ewing. What the fuck?
The shoe, I think it was Reebok, but I want to say Keds or maybe even K-Swiss. It was an off-brand, you know? Yeah. It was like, and Ewing, by the way, should have had his own shoe. Like, this was at the prime, like, I think I'm saying it was 94, like 95 when he was in the finals.
Him, Olajuwon, Robinson, that's like.
The rebound. Did it say just Ewing on the back, right?
Ewing on the
back.
Okay.
But what brand?
A model called.
See,
the
that's
rebound.
What I'm saying. It was some off-brand that I'd never
maybe
heard of.
It was like Stephon Marbury because he had the Marburys.
Dude, I'm a true NBA supporter, man. I don't know how many Ewing rebound shoes were purchased in '94, but I had two pair.
And I'm gonna go out right now and I'm gonna get myself a throwback Muggsy Bogues jersey.
You're gonna have to.
I got to.
That's the thing too, man. I thought about bringing my Ray Allen jersey into the locker room for him to sign, but then I was like, I used to be big on autographs back in the day, but. You know, the pictures were cool. Like, I had to get a Sue Bird, Ray Allen picture because that was all Seattle.
It's all Seattle.
And that was actually real big time.
Yeah.
Dude, it was a blast. And
So now we're going to do it for the MLB celebrity softball game. We're going to do it for the NHL All-Star weekend. Adam and I are going to make the Pro Bowl. We don't know how, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
This is now my goal, but an absolutely incredible weekend.
Yeah.
Just want to do a quick recap for you guys.
If you missed some of the moments, just go back to our Instagrams because I think we posted pretty much everything.
So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Can you support the podcast? Support our sponsors. Anything else that you want to add?
I hope I can walk again.
Well, you got touched by Ray Allen, who played a character, and he got named Jesus.
Yeah.
So you potentially were touched by Jesus. So
I'm going to, unfortunately,
so
I'm going to
probably walk again.
More than the touch of Jesus because my calf exploded.
If anyone knows the real Jesus, if he could, if you could head over here, that'd be great.
Or a doctor whose last name is Jesus.
Jesus!
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, Get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.